Hey listeners, Michael here. I'm trying something new here and releasing a preview clip of the full episode that will be published on Thursday, so a couple of days from now. And let's see how this works and if it's a well-liked feature of the podcast, I will keep doing it, or maybe I will experiment with doing it after the main episode. But either way, this gives you now a bit of a preview. You can decide if that makes you want to listen to the full episode when it comes out on Thursday, which of course I hope you will. But here I've selected one of the, I think, core clips from the full episode, which is the main principles for both me and Jack when it comes to how to structure strength training during your base training season. So enjoy this clip, and I hope you tune in for the full episode on Thursday. Absolutely. The first thing I think about, at least from an individual coaching perspective, when coaching athletes, is there a certain propensity for injuries that needs to be managed with strength training? Because I think that for me, 90% of athletes that have some kind of chronic injury that needs management, it's strength training is what resolves the issue. There are some other things, but mainly it's strength training. I think a lot of athletes believe that it's more about stretching or mobility, that sort of thing, and I think it's often misattributed when it really is strengthening that is required, many of that types of injuries. So that's, I guess, the first thing that I look at as a coach is, does the athlete have a particular need to strengthen a particular muscle groups consistently? And then that's obviously something you need to do. But other than that, I mean, a main thing for me with strength training, and remembering or reminding the listeners here that this is not an episode about strength training in isolation or nutrition in isolation. It's in the context of the base training phase, the winter training in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm generally a believer of not changing the strength training too much throughout the, or not changing the load or the focus that is put on strength training throughout the season. I think that doing a lot of strength training in winter and then kind of stopping or doing a lot less in your in-season period in summer when you're racing, I don't really believe that works so well. So I try to find for each athlete anything from zero strength training to maybe up to 3 times a week in rare cases, but 1 to 2 times being the more normal, finding whatever frequency and level of focus, level of effort going into strength training that is necessary and beneficial for that athlete, and doing it year round. It doesn't mean that there isn't periodization. There is definitely some periodization, and there's adaptations done around racing. So you wouldn't do, you know, a heavy lifting session in race week, but in general, yeah, I don't do something like 2 or 3 times of strength training per week during the winter to go to 1 or 0 during summer. That's not something I believe in. It's more like twice a week consistently throughout the year, with the exception of race week, and that's generally how I work. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd go back to what you said about if there's a specific weakness or injury risk with that athlete, and the strength that is required to maintain or improve that and around that kind of area, that's a non-negotiable. That would be there throughout the year, but I probably would have a little bit more periodization over the year when we're talking about the strength work on top of that. So in the base period, I probably would put more of an emphasis in it, especially in the early in the base phase, and I would drop it back a little bit during the more intensive periods if we're doing a VO2 max block, or even as we approach the kind of build phase, and then I would even drop completely during the competition phase in some instances. That would be typical. Obviously, there's definitely kind of variation there to the individual, but I mean, and I would also be reluctant to just prescribe one strength session a week. I just feel like the soreness that you get from doing the strength work once a week without having the second to back it up, it's you kind of need a second touch point there. So I would probably say 2 times is the minimum, and I'd rather even just keep them quite short, just so we're getting the kind of key movement patterns and exercises in there, rather than having one massive kind of hour-long gym session per week. Because I think for me, the priority as well is not to take away from swim, bike, and run. So when, and this not only goes to just having the one per week, but also the timing of those strength sessions. I always want to make sure that we maximize the recovery from the one session to the next swim, bike, run kind of key workout. You can obviously ride or kind of train easy, but if you've got any intensity, then I want to make sure that gym work is not going to be in the body there and is not going to have a negative impact on that. So typically I like to do strength work even on the same day as an intensive workout after the workout, or if not the day after, and then you can then have a couple of recovery days before the next intensive day. I guess the caveat or the exception there would be plyometrics, which is, and anything I guess more neuromuscular or explosive, where I like the athlete to be more fresh, and it actually works well there doing them before run workouts as kind of an activation type session. Yeah, do you have any thoughts there, or
yeah, I think differently? I think a lot of those things resonate with me. I also agree that one gym session per week is something that I would very rarely do. I am reluctant to do it, although it has happened, but I think twice a week is the sweet spot for athletes. For most athletes, although I should say it does depend a bit on time availability, because for some athletes with low time availability, if they don't really like to do strength training and they don't have a problem with, you know, injury prevention or something like that, that's when I would maybe do zero strength training. So I'm not, I guess I'm not dogmatic about everybody has to do strength training. There are definitely other, especially from a performance, triathlon performance perspective, when you're getting like into your 40s and especially 50s, then you also need to consider maybe the health aspect of things, which is a different question altogether. And that might lead you to still do some strength training, even if you don't need it for triathlon performance. And even if it's not the trade-off of exchanging swim, bike, and run for strength training isn't worth it from a triathlon performance, but it might be worth it from the perspective of general health. But yeah, I mean, I think all of those other points that you said, I'm kind of similar. I guess I do generally place strength training the same way that you described, but I have found as well that a lot of triathletes are quite slow twitch dominant, and once you have built up a bit of a period of consistency in strength training, they're not really able to lift hard enough or high enough weights for the strength training to really negatively impact an intense session the next day. So I think I'm less hung up on that these days than maybe I used to be. And even though that's maybe my default my pattern, it's not something that I'm too bothered by if I have to prescribe strength training the day before an intense session for most athletes. But there are definitely exceptions, especially athletes that are quite strong and powerful and are actually able to lift high weights. And then I would be more careful and pay a bit more attention to that. Another thing that I think is interesting to discuss here is what sort of exercises to do and if that's different between the base training phase and in season. So, well, I have some thoughts on that, but maybe do you want to start and talk about how you periodize that, the types of exercises, the type of strength training that you do?
Yeah. I mean, as I said, the periodization for me more comes from the load rather than the exercise type. There is definitely a bit of a variation there. I guess in the early base phase, I would typically lean more towards kind of a single side unilateral type exercises. They can, when basically there's not as much conditioning there, so the load, you can't load up as much as if you're doing single side stuff, which is generally a good thing when the conditioning is not there. Say if we were to go and throw in some super heavy back squats or something, then you're going to be super sore from that. So we want to keep the load low and sometimes doing some more single sided stuff where there's a more of a stability focus, it works well. And then as we kind of build up that strength, we could progress to the more classic compound exercises where we're really focusing on lifting heavy. And then from there, maybe towards the back end of the base phase, I would look to adding some a bit more explosive work. So either accelerating through the lift or adding some more kind of like, so vertical jump type stuff, box jump, some more plyometric type work, I guess, towards the back end of the base phase. Do you, I mean, with you saying that you keep things very similar throughout the year, do you not have quite as much periodization there in terms of just cycling through?
There's a little bit of periodization. There's not too much and the main reason there, I think, is that when you're doing strength training, maybe twice a week, you do 45 minutes. That's kind of, I guess, the 30 to 50 minutes, I would say, is the average that my athletes would be doing. Then we're simply working so far from our capacity that I think just that consistency of just doing it is the main. You don't need to overthink it, basically, with periodization. Mm. But there is some periodization, though. So it's interesting because I would kind of do it the opposite way that you said, with start with bilateral lifting. But I would, indeed, when you get into the lifting after a season break, perhaps, especially if you have taken a break from strength training, build up the load. So basically, my guideline for athletes would be that you can have some soreness after strength training, but you shouldn't let the soreness be so big that it really negatively impacts your ability to swim, bike, and run. And then you need to basically bring down the weights, and we have to progress from there. So my advice would always be to, okay, let's say you're doing a back squat, as you said, as an example, just put on some relatively light weights the first session back, and then try to just add a little bit every session or every other session, and always checking in the day after, 2 days after, that you don't have too much soreness, that you're not getting negatively impacted in your swim, bike, and run. And then after a few weeks, usually it might take 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the athlete, to really get used to that. And then you can be doing those bilateral lifts with pretty much what we might call heavy weights, low rep, high weight, without getting too much soreness. Again, maybe with the exception of some more fast twitch dominant athletes. So that's generally approach, building up a bit throughout the first weeks of the base training phase, mainly focusing on that, low weights, high reps, but building up low reps, high weights, building up the weights. And then doing that for a while throughout the base training phase, and then introducing more and more unilateral stuff when we get closer to the races, because the reason for doing that is that it's more specific to the movement patterns of cycling and running. So that's the reason that I approach it that way. But I do understand your point as well. And I think there's value to that approach too. And I think plyometrics definitely is something that I try to keep in year round. Maybe a little bit more closer to the races, because again, I think that's quite a specific form of strength training for running. And core work is something that I also maintain. That's basically the thing that isn't really periodized. I like mix up exercises throughout the year, but there's some level of core work throughout the year. And that's pretty much it in terms of periodization. There's always some small tweaks, trying to mixing up exercises. You wouldn't see me give the same exercise for one muscle group for 52 weeks out of the year. I would mix that up a bit. But yeah, in general, that's the approach.
All right, that's it. As I said, the full episode will be published on Thursday, so make sure that you tune in for that. Make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast if you aren't already. And remember that if you prefer to watch podcasts, we are now on YouTube. These short clips won't be on YouTube, but the full episode will be. And it will be published at the same time as the podcast at 6 a.m. Western European time on Thursday. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, have a couple of great days of training. See you soon.